Blog Talk Radio.
There's a story of an old sister who would come to church every Sunday. It was pain aching in her body. She would struggle from the back of the church all the way to the front pew, sometimes with tears streaming from her eyes. And one day, one of those young sisters got beside her sister, and she told that old sister, "Sister, you're in so much pain. Why don't you just turn around and just stay home sometime?" That old sister just held her Bible close and said these words.
As I read the stories of old, and I look at old man Joe, she lost everything that he had in just one day. Now can't you see him as he spoke with his wife, when she said, "You ought to curse your God and die." I can imagine with tears in his eyes, I can hear Joe say, "I won't let though he slay me, I'm still gonna trust the Lord. No sickness, no sorrow, no pain. See, this is what I've learned. You see, when times in life get hard, that's when you wanna fall down and worship God. So I won't let nothing.
Before I take it back, I'll add more.
What about those Hebrew boys, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, when the king said, "Better bow down before that image"? That day, yeah, yeah. Well, those boys were scared of the fire. Hey, they looked the king dead in the eyes, with no fear. I can hear them say, I won't let nothing, no, turn me around.
I won't
no,
let
no weapon formed against me to prosper. See, there's one thing I know. Sometimes we gotta go through the fire, but it's good to know Jesus will be right there by your side. I'm not gonna let nothing, no, no, no.
Good morning, everyone, and welcome to Grace Nurture. I am your host, Danielle. Thank you all so much for tuning in on today. If it is your first time being here with us, we welcome you and invite you to continue joining us Monday through Friday at 7 a.m. Grace Nurture is a ministry of the Grace View Church of Christ located in Stone Mountain, Georgia, where Brother Willie Bradshaw is minister. Our words of encouragement for today will be presented by Brother Bryant Tansel. I kindly ask that you stop whatever it is you are doing, find yourselves a quiet corner, and prepare to listen to the words God has placed upon his heart to share with us all on today. Immediately following words of encouragement, Brother Tansel will close us out with a word of prayer. Brother Tansel, you are on the air.
Good morning, Danielle. Good morning, everyone, under the sound of my voice. And we made it to the end of the year, so thank you so much for listening to this call. This has been an interesting year. I titled our topic today, All or Nothing in 2022. And may the sun shine brightly on you today in 2021 and even brighter in 2022. Our collective calling together in mission is to save our own souls and to save other souls and to build and develop our communities. And it all starts with ourselves and the homes that we live in. So the thoughts I had today are a couple questions that come to mind. What are you planning to leave behind in 2021? And also, what do you have left to do that you absolutely will get done in 2022? Leaving behind causes, or it requires us to retrain our brain. We have to create new things to do and tell ourselves that it's something good. It's not what we normally did, but it's something new, something different, something good, something we know that's good. And one of the things that came to mind was the way I think about COVID. Search what you think about it. Believe that it's true and it's here and that you need to continue to wear your mask even if you've been vaccinated to protect yourself and others. What else will you leave behind? Debt. When you leave behind debt, then you can exercise the gifts that you've truly been given. In Proverbs 15 and 32, it said, "He that refuseth instruction despises his own soul, but he that heareth reproof getteth understanding." What else will you leave behind? A drive to do everything for everyone else. Do something good for yourself often. What else could you leave behind? The way you treat people you care about the most. Sometimes the people that we care about the most are not the people we treat the best. We want to leave that attitude behind in 2022. What else can we leave behind? My work ethic. If your work ethic isn't consistent, it isn't right, isn't dependable, this is a personal thing that you have to examine yourself and evaluate yourself. If it's not where it needs to be, then you know what to do to make it right. Change is not easy. Sometimes it's painful. It causes us to do things differently, but you're going to be better for it. Dependability, something we can leave behind. I think of some contractors that have worked in our home and people that tell you they're going to show up on one day or finish the project one day. You know, I realize that sometimes people can have multiple things going on, but be honest in your work. Be dependable. If you say you're going to do something, do it and do it on time. And if you can do it before time, that's even better. But be honest. Be dependable. Something else to leave behind is our self-discipline when it gets off track. In 1 Corinthians 4 and 3, it says, "But with me it is a very small thing that I should be judged of you or of man's judgment. Yea, I judge not my own self." So look at yourself first. Look at your own self-discipline. Sometimes our self-discipline requires us, or sometimes our self-discipline makes us get into situations that we shouldn't be in, and debt can be one of those examples. Honesty. Leave behind your dishonesty, I would say. In Jeremiah 7 and 8, it says, "Behold, ye trust in lying words that cannot profit." And three of the leave behinds fall into the negative category. Leave behind negative thoughts, negative media, negative people. In Isaiah 55 and 9, "For as the heavens are higher than the earth, so are my ways higher than your ways, and my thoughts than your thoughts." You know, when someone, when I say negative people, sometimes that may be somebody in your home. Find yourself a prayer room and go in there and shut the door to get away from that person. Get away from negative people. Take your time back. It's not worth the conversation or the effort when someone is draining you. Set more boundaries. Leave behind the boundaries that you haven't set. You don't have to take every phone call. If it's someone that wants something all the time, people can drain you for everything you have. We're thinking of ways to leave behind some things. So here's some things left to do that you may not have finished this year. We have to go into the next year with our minds open, and we can see more clearly, given the fact that COVID is going to be around in 2022. You know, in 2019, there were still kind of ifs out there, and we heard all sorts of, it's not going to be bad. It's, you know, yeah, you should mask. No, you shouldn't mask. If you have, If you've been vaccinated, you don't need the mask. You don't do what the crowd does. If you've been vaccinated, yes, you need the mask. This is a virus that's inhaled, and you can get it. And I don't want it the very first time. So it requires us to change our habits in 2022. Help someone get through a tough time. That's something left to do. Sometimes all people need is for you to listen. We can't fix every situation. Left to do, find more ways to protect our assets. Find more ways to use gifts, skills, and talents that you have. Every one of us are talented. Left to do, celebrate and uplift the people in your life. Find new ways to do this. Left to do, start a new habit of running or walking. I mentioned I had a goal of walking 46 miles in 30 days, and I actually crossed over that on the morning of December 25th. So I was well over my goal here before the end of the month of December. So I'm going to continue doing it. But I realized that, now at 50, I told you on a previous call that I need to do some stretching before I go walking. So after I did that, a lot of the joint soreness and pain and everything that didn't cause me to stop allowed me to keep going. So something that inspired me, and I'm that when I was on a walk earlier this week, I believe it was Tuesday, the dogs and I walked 2.2 miles, and we, about a mile and a half in, we come up on this man that was pushing this man in this little wheeled cart. It was like a wheeled wheelchair, but it wasn't the big wheelchair with the big wheels on the back. They were all the same size. But anyway, we were walking on a nature trail, and it was a paved nature trail, so you could push the cart on there and get around pretty easily. But it made me think the man in the cart was disabled, and it was probably a family member pushing him around, just letting him enjoy nature out in the park. Talk about giving back to others. Is there something left to do in 2021 that we should do in 2022? So we continued our walk a little further, and we got about a half a mile in there. We come up on this teenage to, I'd say she's in her 20s, maybe low 20s, but she was talking to herself as she was looking up at the sky. And she obviously was afflicted with something, but a little bit further was her mom. And she was just letting her walk and be out in nature. She was obviously someone that was disabled or suffered from an illness, but she just let her walk. Just let her look at the squirrels, the birds, the trees. Talk about giving back to someone. Here's something left to do. Write a story about your life. Write a poem. Something else. What job can I do that doesn't require me to go into an office? We're thinking ahead in 2022. With the environment we're in, there may be a virtual job you can do that you can work from home. We've got some thinking to do before the year starts. Here's one that I'm going to do. Reread the book of Proverbs, the book of wisdom. Something left to do, rule your spirit. Proverbs 25 and 28 says, he that hath no rule over his own spirit is like a city that is broken down and without walls. And left to do, here's something. If you try new things and you don't succeed, keep trying. Fail forward, fail early, and fail often. Acts 3 and 21 says, heaven must receive him until the time comes for God to restore everything, and he promised long ago through his holy prophets. I hope that God restores us, and as God is with us, and that we are strong, and that we continue to be the shining light and example for all of our families and friends and people that we will never meet. And in closing, I got a couple verses I'd like to leave you with. In Romans 15 and 13, may the God of hope fill you with all the joy and peace as you trust in him, so that you may overflow with hope by the power of the Holy Spirit. And 2 Corinthians 13, 9 and 1 says, we're glad whenever we speak, but you are strong, and our prayer is that you may be fully restored. This is why I write these things when I'm absent. Then when I come, I may not have to be harsh in my use of authority, the authority that God, that Lord gave me for building you up, not for tearing you down. Finally, brothers and sisters, rejoice. Strive for full restoration. Encourage one another. Be of one mind. Live in peace. And the God of love and peace will be with you. Would you bow with me in a word of prayer? Oh, Father, thank you for 2021. We thank you for the lovely voices on this call that are not speaking now, but their hearts are here. Their minds are here with us, Lord. Let us take every day and have a moment of gratitude and motivation and silence, and let us take back and rule our spirit. Let us write down the positive affirmations in our life and read them and reread them. Read them in the morning and read them before bed so your mind is on the Lord continuously throughout the day, throughout the evening. And, Lord, we know that you can rain down more than our cup can hold, and we just have to be in position to receive it. Lord, thank you so much for these lovely people. Thank you for our Grace Nurture program. It was a success, a major success in 2021. And we've got, I know you've got big things in store for us in 2022. And may we all bring all or nothing in 2022. Let us strive to give you our very, very best efforts in everything that we do. And we know that you're going to bless us. Thank you for these lovely families. Continue to be with those that are bereaved and those that are sad, depressed, and lonely, and down, and us that are more positive in our thinking and affirmation, because we may not be going through the same situation. Lord, keep us in a position of being humble, of being grateful, of being glad, of thinking of others before we think of ourselves. Thank you for this lovely year, Lord, and give us a great 2022. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.